Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I'm not a big drinker of the alcohol, but I am amused by stories that involve it from time to time. And I also talk, of course, about what happens when people drink it before they go driving and so on. But this is a great story out of New York. Josh and a bunch of other people sent it to me about the couple at the New York City restaurant who were served a $2,000 bottle of wine by mistake. They ordered the cheap stuff, and instead they got the good stuff. So the New York Post wrote the story. Yaron Steinbuck and Natalie O'Neill wrote it. And a young couple who ordered an $18 bottle of wine at a popular Soho restaurant instead got served a $2,000 bottle of wine, which had been actually ordered by another table of businessmen. And the people bringing the wine out got the bottles switched, the old switcheroo. So here's the kicker. No one noticed until afterwards. And that's one of those things. Now, again, I'm not a wine drinker, obviously, but there are those who suggest that a lot of the snobbish opinions about certain kinds of wines over other kinds of wines is overblown. And they've done this where they've done blind taste tests with experts and said, can you spot the $2,000 bottle of wine versus the $18 bottle of wine? And it turns out that quite often they can't. So managers at the restaurant had poured the pricey 1989 Chateau Mouton Rothschild Bordeaux and the budget Pinot Noir into identical decanters. Okay, this is according to Keith McNally, who owns the restaurant. And he told the story on Instagram because it's kind of amusing as well as embarrassing. It was not clear how long ago the mix-up happened, although it was at a time when fancy Manhattan eateries still sold $18 wine bottles. So apparently, $18 wine bottles in restaurants in New York are rare, just not in the sense that you'd think. The two wines got switched, and the managers accidentally delivered them to the wrong tables. The Wall Streeter who had ordered the Bordeaux for himself and three friends tasted the cheap Pinot, and fancying himself a connoisseur, promptly said it was good and had good purity. That's the quote. And this was all reported by Decanter, a wine review and news site. By the way, Sideways with Paul Giamatti is a fabulous movie that has wine tasting as one of the major themes throughout. So if you haven't seen the movie Sideways, I highly recommend it. Now, the couple that were served the $2,000 bottle didn't notice they were drinking stuff that was, you know, I don't know, 100 times more expensive than what they'd ordered. The man who owns the restaurant said they jokingly pretended to be drinking an expensive wine while poking fun at themselves for ordering the cheap stuff. And then, of course, when they were, you know, learned that this had happened, they were thrilled because it was kind of like the bank making an error in their favor. The old Monopoly thing, right? Ultimately, neither party complained too much, according to McNally, who said he chose to eat the cost of the mistake. So the couple that ordered the $18 bottle of wine but got the $2,000 bottle presumably only had to pay $18. And the man who drank the $18 bottle of wine with his cohorts also presumably only had to pay $18. So the restaurateur says the trouble was it was me who was down $2,000. He owns a couple different restaurants. One is the Balthazar, and the Minetta Tavern and Pastis, P-A-S-T-I-S, among other popular city restaurants. In case you're curious about that Mouton Rothschild, 1989, it was grown on a 205-acre vineyard in the southwest of France in a town I couldn't pronounce if I had to. So I won't even attempt it. Starts with a P. And according to wine.com, the Mouton Rothschild has notes of luscious black currants with powerful ripe tannins and an extremely long finish, which apparently is good. Critics have also described the wine as having eucalyptus on the nose with vanilla bean and ripe plum flavors. 2 years ago, it was rated 97 out of 100 points by critic on Decanter. What's a guy got to do to get 100 on here, huh? The blunder by this restaurant was not the first time a top restaurant has screwed up a pricey wine order. Last year, a customer at Hawksmoor in Manchester, England, was accidentally served a $5,800 bottle of a 2001 wine after ordering a $300 bottle of Chateau Pichon Longueville Comtesse de Lalande, 2001, according to Decanter. Now, Pinot Noir now costs $88 at the restaurant that sold this other bottle for $18. And the Spring Street Eatery's cheapest half bottle is $40. It now sells a bottle of Roger Extra Cuvée de Réserve Champagne for $2,000. And if you want a Bud Light, it'll set you back $11. So the story is not actually something that happened extremely recently due to the price fluctuations in the wine market. But it did happen, according to the man who owns the restaurant. And it's an interesting story. And I'm going to have somebody ask me, as a consumer protection attorney, Steve, what do these people get, or what do they owe, or what's the situation if something like this happened? And interestingly enough, both parties could claim they didn't get what they bargained for and shouldn't have to pay for anything. But, you know, we also understand that in this setting, people are going to view wines like their quality. So it's kind of like if you pulled into a gas station and said, give me 10 gallons of regular in a day when they pumped it, and they accidentally gave you 10 gallons of premium. Okay? The argument would be the premium is better than the regular, you know, and there's a whole other mess there, but I'm simply saying that in the wine world, so the people who ordered the $18 bottle but got the $2,000 bottle can make the argument that, you know, we didn't get what we bargained for, but the restaurant can say, no, you got more than you bargained for, obviously. And I think most people would agree with that. So they do at least owe the $18. Now, the table that ordered the $2,000 bottle and got the $18 bottle could obviously argue that, you know, they didn't get what they bargained for either. But they got $18 worth of value, so they pay $18. So that's why both parties here can skate on the $18 and nothing else. I mean, they can skate on this by paying nothing more than $18 and nothing else. If the restaurant actually wanted to pay something, at that point, chalk it up to a loss. But I would like also to recommend, I mentioned earlier, the movie Sideways. There's a great book out there called The Billionaire's Vinegar. The Billionaire's Vinegar. And it's all about an exciting discovery in the field of wines a few years back, where somebody claimed to have discovered some bottles of wine that could be linked to Thomas Jefferson. And the bottles were supposedly authentic, and they were also supposedly full of wine. And they got sold at auction and raised a ton of money. And in the story by Benjamin Wallace, who wrote the book, came out in 2009, he goes into a deep dive into the wine world and explains all of this stuff. So someone like me who knows nothing about wine, I mean, I know it comes in two colors. And I think one you have with fish, one you have with red meat. I don't drink wine, so to me it's an irrelevant concept. But this guy explains it so well that even if you don't care about wine, nothing, if you like true crime or like business history, it's a little of all of this, you know. And Benjamin Wallace writes for some very, very high-end outlets. But the book, The Billionaire's Vinegar, I highly recommend it. But in there, I'm pretty sure he's got a section where they talk about how if you take a, you know, $5,000 bottle of wine and a $100 bottle of wine and ask a bunch of wine experts to tell which is which, their success rate is awfully low. It's awfully low. So that's one of the reasons I'm kind of poking fun at this. But, you know, I think when you're buying a $2,000 bottle of wine, you're not doing it for the taste. You're doing it to impress the other people at your table, which is more a matter of good taste versus how the wine itself tastes. So the couple at the New York City eatery who are served a $2,000 Bordeaux in error wound up just getting a treat on the house. And that's that story. So it's a good one from the New York Post. Josh, thanks for sending these to me. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. One likes to believe in the freedom of music, but glittering prizes and endless compromises shatter the illusion of integrity.